back in their lives. And the journey work is not just about clearing away the blocks and the beliefs, but it's also allowing the children to really connect inside themselves to that place of love, that place of openness and joy, that place where their own greatness is within themselves. Children go through many different experiences, as we all have when we were kids, and it's basically called growing up. But some of these experiences can be extremely difficult for kids, such as bullying, exclusions, sibling rivalry. These can all have a huge effect on children's self-esteem and their well-being, as does the trauma of parental separation and divorce. Different behavioral difficulties, learning difficulties, fears, anxieties of living in this fast and pressurized world. And if not dealt with healthily, kids carry these issues like a big sack of pain on their back, and they carry it into adolescence, where these issues only get bigger, and then on to teenagehood, where they still get bigger still. And in fact, they can carry them right into adulthood and our whole lives, and we experience life through the lens of this suppressed pain. And there is a beautiful metaphor that I love, and it's a very wise woman told it to me once. And when we are looking out through a red stained glass window in a church, for example, and you look out through that red stained glass window and everything has a reddish tinge, and when you look out through the blue stained glass window, everything has a bluish tinge. And it's very similar when we are holding emotional pain in our bodies. And so when we are feeling really angry, we tend to look out through the lens of that anger, and we look out onto an angry world, and we interact angrily with that world. And in the same way, when we are holding a lot of fear, as children can often hold a lot of fear, we look out through the lens of that fear, and we look out at a scary world. And I must say, the media doesn't help at all here. But in the same way, if we are feeling love and joy and openness and peace, and we look out through that lens, that is actually the world that we will interact with. That's the world that we will live in. And that, for me, is the crux of the journey, is it helps to clear away a lot of that emotional pain. It clears away the anger, clears away the fear, clears away that deep sadness and grieving and trauma that children can go through, and allows them to live their lives from that space of love, that space of light, that is their birthright. And the journey is simply a step-by-step means to get to the root cause of these issues, whether they happened 1 hour ago in the schoolyard when the child got bullied, or whether it happened 10 years ago. And it allows the children to really let go, resolve, and forgive, allowing them to really live as their potential without the limitations of fear or anger or the lack of confidence that they may have. And, you know, in the first 7 years of life, children live in a world of fantasy. They don't have filters for what's appropriate behavior or inappropriate behavior. They just literally take everything on board. And when I work privately with adults, 9 times out of 10, we go back to a painful childhood experience and realize that, in fact, we've been carrying this pattern and often driven by this pattern our whole lives. So much of this starts in childhood. And if a traumatic event occurs, and if it's not dealt with healthily at the time, it literally gets trapped inside the cells and stored in our cellular memory. And there's a lot of scientific evidence about this at the moment with the work of Dr. Candace Pert in the States. And whenever we are in a situation where that unresolved emotion actually gets triggered, whether it's from fear or anger or depression or loneliness or rejection or whatever it is, that old pattern then plays itself out again and again and again. And it could be on the emotional level, whereby we keep on attracting painful experiences into our lives. And for children, this could show up as bullying, It could show up as sibling rivalry. It could show up in all sorts of ways. Not good enough. Or it could be on the physical level. With kids, again, it could show up as a tummy ache. It could show up as a recurring earache. It could show up as colds, suppressed immunity. So the journey work is a simple and very safe and very powerful way to clear away some of this emotional baggage and these limiting beliefs. These beliefs such as, you know, you often hear kids say things like, oh, I can't, or I'm too scared to do that. And it helps to clear away those beliefs so the children can access and actually live from their potential. My own daughter, Joelle, who's 13 now, she was only 5 when I had my very first journey process. And it was in a time of my life when I was feeling extremely lost and alone and bitter from recent events of my life. And so when I dived into my very first journey process, I fully expected to go back to memories of those painful events that were relatively recent. But, you know, instead, I went back to a time when I was only 4 years old, when something scary happened to me, and I realized how that event had had such a huge impact on my life for nearly 40 years. And I felt so free after the process. I went home and started thinking about my little girl, about little Jojo, who was only 5 years old, and all that she'd experienced in her young life. And a few years before that, I had split from her dad. And so obviously there was the separation and the divorce that she went through. But what was probably really painful for her was that there was a lot of anger in the house. There was a lot of frustration that I was feeling, and there was a lot of fear. And, you know, she was probably exposed to a lot of this emotional trauma as a young child, even though I really tried to shield her from it. And she was also born with eczema, which really covered her whole body. And when she was 5, she still had really bad eczema. And now I believe that eczema was due to my internal anger that she somehow may have picked up when she was in my tummy. And so when I came back home from receiving my first process, I thought, wow, this is something I have to learn to really work with Joelle, because I really got it that she is probably holding on to a lot. And at that time, she was really a very shy child. She was very quiet. And I thought, well, you know, that's just the way that she is, and obviously loved her hugely despite that fact. But I noticed that when I started giving Jojo simple processes, and even as a 5-year-old she was able to really, really easily do the process, I noticed after a really short time that there was a definite change in her. And as we did more journeys, she seemed to become happier and more confident in herself. And just a very deep change in her being. And also I noticed that only a few months after we started doing journey work, that eczema, which had really been so resistant to everything that I tried, and being a naturopath, I tried just about everything that I knew. And I noticed that after only, not that long after that we started doing the journey, that the eczema started shifting a little bit. There was definitely a change. And a couple of years later, it was completely, completely gone. And today, she's 13. She is a joyful 13-year-old who pushes my boundaries all the time, as teenagers are meant to do. And she loves life. And I feel really grateful to the journey that it has just helped me clear out a lot of the painful issues that I had as a child and teenager. And I've done many, many journeys since then. But it has also made a huge shift in my own daughter's life. And so a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I started running the Junior Journey workshops. And it's just such a privilege to be able to share this work with other children and with parents as I do at the Liberating Kids Day. So that's probably enough about me. And if you have any questions at all, please just let Nada know, and I will answer them to the best of my ability. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you, Sharon. And we've already had listeners from around Australia, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Brisbane joining us, letting us know that they've been managing to get online, which is great. We've got some people from New Zealand as well.
Oh, okay.
And we have a lady from French Polynesia, and she did write in, and I would say from her message that Maurice in French Polynesia, she wasn't sure what time to join in, but the message came through just before we went on air, so hopefully she's managed to stay online and is able to listen to this information, which is great to welcome all the people from around the world. So I do have one of the questions that's come through here from a lady in Melbourne by the name of Lucy, and she's actually received our email, and she's noted that we're mentioning the Junior Journey and the Liberating Kids Shining Potential Days. And so she's wanting to know what the difference is between these two events, workshops, as it would have it.
Sure. The Liberating Kids Shining Potential Day is actually a day for parents, and it's a day when parents and teachers and carers, basically for adults, when you can come along and you can learn the skills and different techniques that will enable you to partner your child in doing journey work and in helping to liberate their potential. And the Liberating Kids Day is a day where we actually invite teenagers. So if you're coming along and you have a teenage son or daughter from 13 on, you can actually bring them along for free, and we do a little bit of work with the teenagers as well. It's a day that I host, and Brandon Bays is really doing the teaching of the day on a big screen that we have. So it's like having Brandon in larger than life, and Brandon's energy is so amazing that she transmits through that screen so powerfully. And I kind of host the day with the meditations and the massage trains and obviously the processing that you do with each other. You also get to learn the process in depth so that you can use the process with your child when you go home, and you get to experience the process. And the day is a beautiful day, it's a joyful day, and it's a day where you really also get to reconnect with your inner child. So if that is a day where you feel called, please, please come along. We're in Melbourne next Saturday, and then on the Sunday we have the Junior Journey, and the Junior Journey workshop is the day for children. And adults, or parents at least, don't stay. It's a day where we have children, and we have huge support with the trainers. So for every two to three children, we have one trainer who is supporting the day. And the Junior Journey Day is a beautiful healing day, a day of transformation for the children.
That's beautiful. Thanks for clarifying that, Sharon. And we've actually got a few listeners that are coming in with similar or almost the same questions. So they're from New Zealand, and there's a few looking at wanting to do journeys with their son. Someone else asking about when are you maybe coming to New Zealand. But mainly in that, what's coming out of these groups of questions at the moment is, what sort of things will the children be doing at the Junior Journey Day?
Yeah. Well, the Junior Journey itself is really where the children get to go through the whole journey process experientially. So they experience all the different aspects of the journey. We start the day with some simple introductions just to break the ice, where all the kids just introduce themselves. And then we do a little bit of yoga, a little bit of stretching, and a very simple meditation, which is the beginning of the process, the walking down the steps through the door into the light and back up. And all the kids can do that very, very easily. Then we do an elicitation. And with the elicitation, we get the kids to really... we speak about the happy memories, happy things that have happened, and I get them to really connect into some memories and just share really joyful experiences. And, of course, they can do that so easily. And then I get them to just remember times that weren't so happy, some of the yucky things that might have happened, like angry times, sad times, scary times. And we get them to just share those times in a group. And it is the most beautiful, deep sharing where the kids, these little children with their hands up, sharing about how sad they were when their dog died or how scary it might have been when that they watched a scary movie or there was a monster under their bed. And it is a very deep, deep sharing. And it's a beautiful sharing because when, you know, the children will share things like when they got bullied at school. And if one child is brave enough to say that, I'll say to the others, who else has experienced being bullied or who else has experienced being rejected? And every single hand goes up and they look around and it's really powerful for them to see that it's not just them who's experienced this. And after the sharing, which could go on and on and on, they have so much to share, I get them to sit in a circle around a glass bowl that's full of water with a beautiful clear quartz crystal in it. And we cover the crystal with water. And I have a little dropper bottle of food dye. And one by one, I invite the children to come into the middle of the circle and in front of everybody just to say what it is that they really want to let go of. And as they say whatever it is, their sadness, their fear, and whatever happened, and they squirt their dropper bottle in to the water, little bit by little bit, the beautiful shining diamond gets covered over. And in the beginning, I get them to imagine that that shining diamond is like a beautiful baby who's just so free and open. And they all can relate to that because they've all seen little babies. And as they go around the circle and the diamond, the crystal gets covered over, I ask them now and then, even though you can hardly see that crystal, is that shining diamond still there? And they'll say, yes, it's still there. And at the end, when you can't see it at all because the water's turned completely black, I say to them, and is the diamond still there? And they say, yes, it's still there. And it's a beautiful metaphor for them because they can see, they can experience, they can feel that even though there is all this anger and fear and sadness, that underneath that, this beautiful shining diamond is always shining within them. And they take that away with them. After that, we break up into small groups and they colour in their old unhappy memory because drawing is such a powerful medium to help let go as well, to help empty out the pain. After the break, we have a massage train where the kids massage themselves, and it's a beautiful massage as they really I get them to massage from the heart and get them to really feel the energy of each other. And you could hear a pin drop. It's a very sacred massage. It's very, very beautiful. And I let them know that mum and dad might like to receive that massage as well, and they all go home and massage mum and dad. And it's a beautiful reconnection for them to really experience that, receiving the massage and sharing it as well. Then we do work with mentors because in the journey process we have our special mentor who could be a superhero for a kid or a special magical animal. And then we talk about the resources, the balloon resources, because in the journey work we have our special resources of love and kindness and sharing and self-esteem. And we talk about that. After that we do role plays, where all the children in their small groups act out their old unhappy memories, and every child has a role to play, acting out their old unhappy memories, and then the mentor comes, who's one of the trainers, with a big bunch of balloons, and gives them the balloons that they choose, that they might have needed in that old memory. And they pretend they're breathing in the balloons, and then they reenact it in another role play the way it would have happened if they had all those resources. And it's a very powerful way for them to get it, that they do not have to play out that old unhealthy patterning, but that they have choices now and they have these resources that they can call on to live their life in a healthy way, and they can use those resources in everyday life. After the role plays, they have lunch, come back after lunch, and we do another massage just to settle them down and ground them. Then we do a little meditation, and then I tell them a story, which is a story about a little girl who gets taken on a journey by an angel and what actually happened. So they get to see the full journey process acted out, or should I say overacted out by me, and then they have their own one-on-one private journey process with one of the trainers. After that, we have a celebration because they've let go, they've released whatever it was that was troubling them. We have a beautiful celebration party, and we come back after that to a beautiful ritual type activity where I have a big rainbow snake, a colorful piece of material, which I have in a spiral shape, and in the middle of the spiral is a beautiful angel box. And one by one, we call out the kids, and we get them to actually, we give them the old unhappy picture that they drew in the morning. And one by one, they walk the spiral, ripping up that old unhappy picture, and all the kids actually call out in a big voice, rip it up, really encouraging them to let go completely and give all the bits up to the angels in the angel box in the middle of the spiral. And as they come out, we cheer, and they're so empowered and confident as they walk out in front of all the other kids, having released, having let go, and being free to be their diamond. After they've all had a go of that, we go outside and we have a little fireball, and we burn all the trainers, the kids watch, it's very safe, and we burn all those ripped up bits of paper. And so the children see that old unhappiness literally going up in flames and transforming into pure energy, where they do not have to carry that, where it is not a part of their life anymore. And finally, we come back into the What I Like About You circle, which is a beautiful, beautiful finish to the day, where they sit in a circle with one in the middle, and everybody on the outside of the circle, one by one, will tell the child in the middle, and they'll all have a go, obviously, will tell the child in the middle what they really like about them. And the one in the middle, we get them to open their heart and receive this praise from the heart. So that's basically what the day is. And I get the trainers to call the parents a few days later just to check in, so that there is that check-in. And then you can swap numbers with the trainer and do some ongoing work if that feels right for you. So basically that's it in a nutshell of the Junior Journey Day.
Sounds like a wonderful, exciting day. And I know from being a trainer at a Junior Journey event just how wonderful it is and how powerfully transformative it is in such an elegant, simple way for the children. So it's such a beautiful thing to witness as well personally and ongoingly through my association being here with the journey. Obviously the people are listening out there because we're getting quite a few questions coming in. For example, there's Amanda in Perth, Nino in Adelaide. Hi, Nino. Saying hello to us. They're wanting to know, what is the youngest age you have worked with Junior Journey work? And I guess they're looking within these questions, what's the youngest age for them to come along to a Junior Journey day? If they're too young for that, what can we do about that?
Yeah, the actual Junior Journey day is for children from 5 to 11. It's basically for primary age children. With five-year-olds, I ask that they are mature five-year-olds. So, you know, kids who are quite comfortable with older children. And remembering that we have a lot of trainers who come along to support, and throughout the day we do split up into small groups, and the groups obviously are age-appropriate groups. So we have the older kids in one group, the middle-aged kids in another, and the younger kids in another group. But for the younger children, the three-year-olds, the four-year-olds, and the young five-year-olds, it is probably best to get the, potentially a private session. I've worked with children as young as four and had amazing results with the little ones. Very simple process. You know, the younger the child, the quicker we work, the more simple the process. And, you know, as they get that little bit older, they can dive that little bit deeper, and the layers are a little bit thicker. So so that we need to work at the energy, at the level of the child. There's also the Journey for Kids book and the Journey for Kids CD. And often with the little ones, it's beautiful just to read them the story in the book or put on the CD, which is Brandon reading the fairy tale. And there's such an amazing energy that is transmitted through Brandon's voice that children often ask again and again to hear the story. So as a bedtime story, it's beautiful just to sit there and cuddle your child and just listen, both of you, to this beautiful divine story. We also have the teen journey, which we run every now and then. And I haven't mentioned this before because in this next group of events coming up, we don't have a teen journey, but we certainly will have some teen journeys later in the year. And that is for older kids from about 11 to 15, 16. Again, it's not so much an age, a cut-off age. It's more a willingness for the kids to be there and it being age-appropriate for them.
That's excellent, Sharon. Thank you for kindly sharing that information with us, and I trust that that's helping to answer the questions for our listeners out there.
Yeah.
Also, we've got a few questions coming in now, Sharon, that are pointing more to specific conditions, as it were. We have Melissa in Sydney, and she's asking, how do you condition internal certainty for your children rather than relying externally for certainty? So I guess she's looking to see, you know, how's this going to help them on the inside, and this may be where we're talking about the resources and so forth. And we also have another lady, Colleen from New Zealand, asking how Junior Journey has it helped kids with ADD behaviour. So obviously looking at things like conditions, behaviours, you know, what can you perhaps share with us on that with Journey work?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with the Journey work, we have worked with all sorts of conditions because the actual condition, whatever that condition is, whether it's ADHD, whether it's a physical condition such as, you know, a tummy ache that keeps on coming back or lowered immunity, whether it is it's fear of going to school, whatever that might be, it's not the condition that we are working with. It is what is driving that condition. So, for example, one child who may be feeling extremely fearful may be manifesting it as, you know, it could be manifested as very unfocused behavior. Another child, it could be manifesting as constipation or really gastrointestinal problems. So we don't actually work on a condition. What we are working on is more the underlying cause or the emotion that might be driving that condition. So we've really worked with kids from with all sorts of different conditions, recurring conditions, you know, all sorts of things with the journey.
So with the part about the resources too, and I think just for that lady, she seems quite concerned about the certainty aspect and rather than
What do you mean the certainty aspect?
In her questioning, she's asking, will it help the child to, with the conditioning internally rather than externally? Just reading from a question, maybe I'm you know, and for her to forgive me if I'm reading into it incorrectly, I'm getting a sense that what she's meaning is perhaps the child's looking externally to achieve certainty within themselves or perhaps confidence. Will this help them to get it from the inside?
Yeah, well, that also comes back to what I was speaking about with the diamond inside. And, you know, all of us have this shining potential. We all have this diamond inside. And unfortunately, when there is a lot of fear, a lot of anger or different situations that we find ourselves in, children and adults alike, we can kind of collapse into that painful emotional state. And with the journey process, by clearing away whatever that block is to our diamond, it allows us to really reconnect in to that deeper part. And the resources is one thing, is one part of the journey process which works really well with kids, because they can actually really see the younger them breathing in those resources, and they breathe in those resources themselves, and they feel it. This is not mind work where we are telling them about it. It's deeply experiential work where they are feeling it and experiencing it on a body level. So it really goes to that deeper place.
That's
and
right.
With that deeper place, there is that inner knowing that they are okay, that they do have this confidence, that they do have this. And you know, energetic shifts occur. This work is energy work. It's very beautiful, powerful energy work. And it happens on that level.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sharon. I feel that most certainly would have answered the question. And flowing on from that, we have Jo from Hong Kong joining us. She's actually done the journey weekend. And
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and she's still doing processes now, but she's also interested in the junior journey for her children. And her
right, we did one in Hong Kong last year.
And hopefully some more coming up again.
Yeah, absolutely. It was amazing in Hong Kong, actually.
Yeah. So her question is around, once her child has actually done the process and attended the junior journey day, can it affect them then emotionally afterwards, and also so that they understand what's happening to them? And she's saying she hopes this question makes sense, but she is asking, you know, what's it like after, you know, tracking maybe the week after, 2 weeks after, and will they understand if there is emotional shifts and change, will they be able to understand what's happening to them?
You know, it's not something major that is going to happen to them. It is subtle. And it's like when... It's like when we have a baby, and it's painful, but we'll go and do it again because we forget the pain. And it's almost like that with the journey. It's like they might be feeling very upset because they're being rejected at school or whatever, and then after the journey process, when they feel that inner confidence and they're standing more in their power and they're not attracting that bullying situation in the same way that they were before, they just simply feel better in themselves. It's not like there is something that they need to understand. But we do have the follow-up after the junior journey, and a few days, 3-4 days later, I asked the trainers to call the child and to call the parent and just simply check in and be there as a support if needed, you know. Sometimes what can happen, and I actually think it's amazingly wonderful when this does happen, is that for example, there is a lot of anger, let's say, and if that anger has been simmering like a pot of boiling water on the stove with the lid on, and every now and then, out it comes, and, you know, the child can be very, very angry and upset when it comes out. And what can happen with the journey, which I think is quite remarkable, is it's like we take the lid off. And so for a couple of days, that anger can come out, and there can be a bit more anger than there was before because it's actually coming out. And for those of you adults who have actually experienced the process, I know you know what I'm talking about, because after a big journey process, you can feel a little bit, you can feel tired. You can sometimes feel, wow, you know, that was huge. And you know that something has shifted. And after a few days, it's with children, there is a big shift if that happens. And it's like they have really, really let go. That rarely happens. It sometimes does, and I always celebrate when that happens because it means there is a big shift. And I've never seen it when that hasn't actually come to a conclusion, you know, a healthy conclusion after a couple of days.
Excellent. Thank you for answering that question so beautifully, Sharon. I've got another one here, and this person hasn't given their name or where they're from, and that's fine. They're wanting to check in if their child or a child that they know is actually going to the junior journey. Why would they also be considering going to the Liberating Kids Shining Potential Day? So they're looking at If the child were to do the journey, day, is that enough just in of itself? Or is there some real reason perhaps that that would motivate them to also look at doing the adult workshop day for themselves?
Yeah. It would be, I always think it's wonderful for parents to experience this work as well as the child doing the work. It's all that there is a very special energy at a journey workshop, and when you pick up your child after a junior journey, you can just feel this beautiful, open, spacious energy and this joy that is radiating from the child. And when you go to a journey workshop yourself, such as the parents' workshop, Liberating Kids, you are...
Have we got you, Sharon? Seems we might temporarily have Sharon just have a little bit of a connection problem with the line. And she may be looking to dial back in. So in the meantime, until she says hello again, she may be looking to dial back in. I just might cover off on, there's been a few questions coming through where people are asking about events coming up, Junior Journey Days in Perth, also another question around the Fairy Tale CD. So just to let you know that if you want to know anything about the events coming up or even the things like the Junior Journey, the kids' book, the CD, you can find more information on those on our website, www.thejourney.com. You can also contact us in the office during the day, business hours. If you're calling within Australia, the toll-free number is 1300 304 414. If you're calling from New Zealand, the toll-free number for you is 0508 568 7639. And if you're calling internationally, the number to dial into the country here in Australia would be 612-6685-9989. And on the website, or by calling us, you can find out more about the schedule, upcoming schedule on the website. Everything that is currently scheduled is listed if you check in under the Australasia section. And,
hello, Nada, I'm back.
Sharon, you're back. Excellent. Thank you.
I don't know what happened to the phone. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Sometimes it's just with the connection, and we are, after all, dialing into the United States. Lines do drop out, as they do with mobiles or even landline connections. And just while you were away, I was just letting the listeners know about our website and the number that they can call, because there have been a few inquiries coming in about, you know, future Junior Journey Days coming up and where they would be, and also about the Fairy Tale CD. I haven't yet covered exactly which events you're doing next, but that's where we're up to, and it's great to have you back on air.
I can't even remember what I was saying, but suddenly it just went whoop.
Yeah, and I know that we were talking about, you know, why you might also look at going to a Lib Kids Day, Liberating Kids Shining Potential Day, if the child's going to a junior journey. And I know we're also speaking, you know, as a parent, what it'd be like to experience that, and perhaps also even for teachers and guardians, or anybody perhaps working with children, counsellors and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. On that, I wanted to say it is it's really important for parents to really look at themselves as well. You know, often we send our children somewhere to the junior journey, wherever, to get them fixed. But what I have found when I have worked with children, if sometimes with kids, say for example that they are holding a lot of fear around something, and when we do work with the parent as well, especially if the parent is quite nervous and anxious, it's almost as if when the parent has a process himself, it's like the child has several processes. So I always recommend parents get a process themselves, because then they can clear out whatever it is that may energetically be passed on to the child, that the child may somehow be carrying it for them. And it is so freeing for a child when the parent lets go of whatever it is that they are holding, and often it's from their childhood. It's kind of a legacy that's been passed on from generation to generation to generation. So by really looking at ourselves as parents and clearing out our stuff, it can be hugely freeing for our kids. And I certainly noticed this with Joelle. When I was able to really release a lot of the anger that I was feeling around my marriage and whatnot with the journey work, so much was being released from her as well. So the Liberating Kids Day is, you know, it's a very powerful day for parents and also for teachers, because you learn the skills to do this work with your children, with kids. And not only, it doesn't have to be a full process. There's a lot of different techniques that you learn. For example, how to work with the balloon resources, how to work with simple, fun role plays with children to, you know, let them realize that they don't have to carry this same old patterning, that they do have choices.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that, Sharon. And I'm guessing finally here, my question for this evening is to answer a group of questions that have come in across the board. And
okay.
It's, again, questioning about, you know, where are the next Junior Journey events, when's Liberating Kids Shining Potential being held.
Oh, okay.
So you might want to let them know where you're next presenting these events, and we'll cover off from there.
Okay. I'm in Melbourne this weekend, and we're doing the Liberating Kids Day, which is the day for parents and teachers and carers, on Saturday the 29th of March. And that will be at the Elsternwick campus of the Wesley Centre, Wesley College in Melbourne. And the Junior Journey for kids from 5 to 11 is on Sunday the 30th of March in the same venue. And the weekend after that, we're up in Brisbane at the Springwood Resort. And we will be doing the Lib Kids on the Saturday again, which is the 5th of April, and the Junior Journey on Sunday the 6th of April. And then the weekend after that, the Saturday, will be in Auckland in New Zealand. And that is for the Junior Journey. We won't be doing a Liberating Kids then, but that is the Junior Journey for the kids. And that is at the Bayswater School in Auckland.
Excellent. So I'd really like to thank you, Sharon, for joining us this evening and sharing all the information and experiences, and I'm sure that that's helped our listeners learn more about Journey and working with the Journey with children and the huge benefit it does bring to the children and adults alike. So thank
Great.
You so much for sharing
thank
that with
you.
Us today.
Yeah, and thank you for tuning in, everybody, and I hope to meet you in person at one of our upcoming events. Thank you.
Thanks very much. And again, also from me, a thank you to all our listeners. It's been great having you joining us here tonight and sending us your questions. It's been lovely to see you joining us from all across the South Pacific and Australasia. And wishing you well until next time. Thank you and good night.